بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. Just before doing the last part, which the compiler of the hadith, Imam Yahya al-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi wrote, we will just read again the last hadith for barakah, and so that we can be also inspired towards righteousness and goodness. عن سهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت سهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة, when the people of Jannah will have entered Jannah. The details of this was mentioned already, that is when every person, even those who will have to go via Jahannam, may Allah save us all, but when all the people have entered Jannah, Allah will announce and say to them, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Do you people want something more? Can I give you something more? When they will have all the ni'mats, all the enjoyments of Jannah. فَيَقُولُونَ, they will reply and say, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا, O Allah, have you not brightened and made our faces so radiant and splendid already? How lot of ni'mats you gave us. أَلَمْ تُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ, have you not entered us into Jannah with all the ni'mats and favors and unimaginable things which no eye has ever seen in this world, no ear has ever heard, and never could anyone imagine or even dream about the ni'mats of Jannah. وَتُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, and one other great favor, you saved us from Jahannam, the terrible tortures, the fire, the snakes, the crocodiles, all the terrible punishments of Jahannam, you saved us. Aren't these great ni'mats more than enough? فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ, at that stage Allah Ta'ala will remove the veil from him, and then the people of Jannah will see Jannah. Even on the day of Qiyamah in front of the kuffar, they won't see Allah Ta'ala, and that is a great punishment. The beauty, splendor of Allah, they will be deprived of that also. And Allah in His complete beauty will only show Himself to the people of Jannah. And more than that, as we read in other hadith, Allah will declare His pleasure for them, and that He will never be angry and upset with them. That will be the greatest ni'mat. فَمَا أُوتُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, and then there will be no other greater gift than looking at Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And looking at Allah Ta'ala, also it has come in a hadith how clearly everyone will be able to see Allah Ta'ala. So the author of the kitab, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, he said that all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who has guided us to this, to the compilation of this kitab, Riyadus Salihin, and also to the Hadith Sharif, Hadith Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the life wire of this ummah. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh says, the Quran is more in need of the Hadith than what the Hadith is in need of the Quran Sharif. Like that it seems to be opposite, but the Quran Sharif directly nobody can understand it. To understand the Quran Sharif, we can only understand it from the explanations given by Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Hadith Sharif we can understand without the Quran Sharif also. So the Hadith Sharif is very, very important in our life. Quran is the greatest and the highest kitab. Hadith Sharif is the explanation, the commentary of the Quran Sharif. So Hadith, we have to understand the very high position, and much, much has been written and said about how great and how honorable the Hadith Sharif is. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. And we should never have been guided towards the hadith, compilation of hadith. Even just the simple connection with hadith is very, very great. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept this humble effort where every morning we tried to explain the hadith. MashaAllah, brothers used to sit, this connection of just sitting and listening also of the hadith Mubarakah is very, very great. And may Allah Ta'ala accept this and make it the means of true deen coming into our lives and to be guided towards Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his Mubarak deen, and through that to Allah Ta'ala, and of course we're in Jannat where the great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala abound. And then, and the author, the compiler of the hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, has ended the hadith kitab also just as he had started it. With alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada, and with durood and salawat on Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no matter these two things are at the beginning of anything and at the end, then the in-between is also accepted. Allah Ta'ala is most kareem, is most haleem, is most sahibi jood, most kind Allah Ta'ala is. By just the praises of Allah Ta'ala and salawat on Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is the means of the acceptance of the a'mal also. As Maulana Bayezid Pandor Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, that why did Allah Ta'ala keep Durood Sharif in Namaz? Whereas Namaz, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, establish and perfect your Namaz solely for my remembrance. And Durood Sharif, a person will automatically think of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, because Durood is that amal that makes everything accepted. We know the qualities of our namaz. But by Durood Sharif, Allah, and also Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi has written that Durood is that ibadat that is 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So by Durood Sharif, that whole namaz also gets accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So we should never doubt on the acceptance of our namaz, of our du'as, when we have included Durood Sharif, and especially at the beginning and at the end, and the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Then he receives the greatest durood, the salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika al-nabiyyil ummi. That Nabi, the salawat durood is a very special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is that special mercy which is of the highest level. And Nabi Ummi, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that Nabi that did not attend any maktab, any primary madrasa, any darul ulum, anywhere he did not learn, Allah taught him directly. And that was the greatest knowledge that Allah had given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where all the people of knowledge of the world, how many mufassireen and how many commentators of hadith and this true knowledge, but all of them together cannot come anywhere near Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not even learn from any ustad directly through Jibreel alayhi salam from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Wa ala ali Muhammad wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi, and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives and his extended family. And this is also these people, how they supported Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that mission they gave everything of theirs. We cannot imagine Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how much he had sacrificed. He left nothing in the house. He gave everything with full trust on Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Today it's difficult for us to part with 2.5% of our zakat, which is for us. Only 97.5% remains by us. We only have to give 2.5%, but that is also difficult. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not see that 2.5, everything, he left absolutely nothing for himself. He just covered himself with two pieces of like rag, sack, no buttons also, with thorns he bound it together. What great sacrifices. So no matter how much we send the blessings upon all the Sahaba, the family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not enough. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. As you had sent durood, the special mercies on Ibrahim alayhi salam and on the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. This comparison is just like in the in the type of durood, salawat, special mercies. The quantity is only for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most high. The greatest is for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَبَارِكْ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَزْوَاجِهِ وَذُرِّيَّتِهِ كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمٍ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. And send barakat, blessings of yours also on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on all his family and everyone, and as you had sent on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. The commentator says, I finished this kitab, it is about 780-800 years ago in Damascus. And the commentator of the hadith from which we benefited very greatly, Dalilul Falihin, he says he completed his commentary of the hadith in Makkatul Mukarramah in front of Kaaba Sharif in the month of Ramadan. And Allah has blessed us with this occasion. They also, and we don't know how to make shukr of Allah without with all our filth and dirt, that Allah gave us this connection with this hadith to be present here, and to read the hadith, to try and explain it and bring it to our notice. And as it started, the kitab started beautifully with ikhlas and sincerity. And no matter how much ikhlas and sincerity we have in us, that stage of Jannat we will get. So we have to make effort on all that was said on in the hadith kitab. And finally we take good omens, and we take the good fortune that Allah will enter us into Jannat, where the kitab ends, inshallah. We will make dua. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif, and with this in mind, that Durood is that ibadat by which Allah accepts everything. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma lakal hamd كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى له، وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت أرحم الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الغافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فسهل يا إلهي بحرمة سيد الأبرار صلى الله عليه وسلم، سهل. Oh Allah, accept from us this humble effort of ours. Oh Allah, it was solely and only through your great blessings and your kindness, your mercy, in spite of all our inadequacies, in spite of all our faults and weaknesses, in spite of all our sins and evils, how kind and how merciful aren't you, oh Allah, that you gave us this connection with Hadith Paak of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, accept it, oh Allah. Oh Allah, reward all our asatizai kiram, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept all those through whom we have been blessed and that you have honored us with this great connection with Hadith Pak, oh Allah. Oh Allah, reward our parents, oh Allah. Make it a means of salvation for them, oh Allah. Pass the sawabs onto our parents, oh Allah, onto our asatiza, oh Allah, all those who have shown their favors and kindness upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept from the whole ummah, accept from all, from Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, and the whole chain that has come to us. What great sacrifices the ulama have made. Oh Allah, reward Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi. Oh Allah, reward all the commentators of hadith, oh Allah, all the fuqaha, all the muhaddithin, oh Allah, all the mufassireen, oh Allah, all through whom this great deen has come to us. Oh Allah, let us not be those people that we turn away from their methods and we choose new methods today, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us follow in their footsteps, let us be in their shade in this world also, and on the day of Qiyamah, let us be with them and be in their companionship. Oh Allah, let us follow their teachings through and through, oh Allah. Oh Allah, reward the mutawallis and the committees of Jami Masjid Azad, well, oh Allah, for their great kindness of allowing this humble effort here, oh Allah. Reward all those people who are listening, oh Allah, who listened personally here, or who listened on the receivers, or who listened through live streaming, whichever way, oh Allah, except from every person, oh Allah. Oh Allah, no matter how faulty our niyats were, no matter how faulty our listening was, our actions were, except from us, oh Allah. You are Haleem, oh Allah. You are Kareem, oh Allah. You are Sahibi Jood, oh Allah. Accept, oh Allah. Forgive us, oh Allah. By that kindness of yours, which you brought us to your masjid, which you made us sit for these durus, oh Allah. And you gave us the tawfiq to listen, oh Allah. Oh Allah, by that same kindness of yours, accept from each one of us, oh Allah. Except from our families, oh Allah. Except from everyone, oh Allah. The halat the ummah is going through, save us from these halat and the causes of it, oh Allah. Our sins and whatever it might be, oh Allah, remove those causes and remove these conditions from the ummah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, how long are we going to carry on hearing what is happening in the various parts of the world to the beloved ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Please, oh Allah, amongst tawbah, whatever else is required from us, bless us with those qualities and remove these conditions from us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whoever is in whatever difficulty, oh Allah, whoever may be ill and in hardship, oh Allah, financially or whatever other problems we might have, oh Allah, arguments and fights we might be having, remove all our problems, oh Allah. Let us practice on deen, oh Allah. Let us become practicing Muslims, oh Allah. Take out the ways of lives of the non-believers from us, oh Allah. Give us a life of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, let us see our salvation, our success solely and only in the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, we cannot reach there without our akabir and our aslab. Let us see our success in these wonderful models that have been presented to us, oh Allah. Let us not turn away from those models, oh Allah. Let us be concerned of our success in this world, the year after, our children, our families, everyone, whoever may be ill, give them shifa, oh Allah, whether they in hospitals, whether they at home, oh Allah, particularly Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman sahab, all others, so many people are ill, give all shifa, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our families, oh Allah, who have passed away, make their kubur, their qabars, oh Allah, gardens of Jannat, oh Allah. Let nobody be in any difficulty in the akhirat, oh Allah. Not in this dunya, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us not suffer through difficulties and hardships, in illnesses, in financial problems, in mental problems, in psychological problems. Remove us, remove all the difficulties, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whatever we have asked for, grant it to us,
O Allah. Whatever is best for us, grant it, O Allah. Of this deen and dunya and akhirat, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyi al-'azim. Oh Allah, you know our needs better than us, and only you can fulfill them. Fulfill every need of us, oh Allah. Remove every difficulty and hardship, oh Allah. Oh Allah, unite the Muslims everywhere, oh Allah. In all branches of deen, unite us, oh Allah. Remove our differences, oh Allah. Let us become a united body on deen, oh Allah. Let us respect and honor each other, oh Allah. Let us not look for the faults of others, oh Allah. Let us not make public the faults of people, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us be kind to ourselves, to our families, to everyone, to the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.